Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Let me read you a tweet from Sauce Gardner. So apparently, this is all the whole threat. Let's get the beginning of the threat. So as you know, there was reports yesterday that for Zeke Elliott, who's available, so a couple of teams on his list, and one of them is the Jets. Breece Hall went to Twitter and said, "I think we good over here," and then tagged Michael Carter and said, "How about you?"
Yeah.
And then Michael Carter retweeted it and said, "Agreed."
Yeah.
And then it was also then tweeted out, "I don't think the Jets' current running backs want Zeke." And a guy said, "The Jets need to stop filling in older players just to make Aaron happy. It's going to mess with their locker room dynamic." To which Sauce Gardner then retweeted that and said, "Bro, no, it's not. Relax."
Bro, nobody worried about Zeke Elliott. They, like I said today on First Take, they already re-signed a 225-pound running back with nose rings. They signed Ty Johnson yesterday. That's their big running back. Like, listen, how many running backs you need? You're going to get Bam Knight. Listen, this team is starting to be built on speed. Breece Hall, big. People forget Breece Hall is a big back. He's 220. He's your speed back and big back. Michael Carter, oddly enough, is like your tweener. Like, he's decent in pass pickup, but he's a good screen guy. Right. Remember, Aaron Rodgers has always been, and his team's always been, tremendous screen guys, because he's just great at drawing in the defense. Then you think you're coming to him and being able to run these screen plays. Now you have Bam Knight, who kind of came out of nowhere. That was the feature back. Where do you have space for a guy like Ezekiel Elliott? And what price tag is Ezekiel Elliott looking for? And I love how he says, it's like funny how if you don't really read the caption, you think that it's mutual interest. Because it says wish list. Well, hell, I got a wish list. I got a wish list that I can get Bezos money. That don't mean it's coming true. And it's funny how he puts the Jets on his wish list. Like, man, we good. Like, I understand what he's saying. We good over here. Like, I'm straight. Like, I got guys. Now, if this Kareem Hunt, now that's a different thing. And it's funny, and that's why I said it should be a cautionary tale to all the Giants fans. Ezekiel Elliott is considered as done, right? Secondary back. A back that comes in and complements your feature back. Be careful about Saquon Barkley. You may love him for the first 2 years of that deal.
Yeah.
But you're going to be waiting for that. Like, remember, they waited for 2 years. That Ezekiel Elliott, 2 years, people saying, hey, man, maybe Pollard should be the lead guy. Last year, he was the lead guy. So be careful. You talk about paying Saquon, but you could be regretting it after 2 years once he starts to regress. He's 27 years old. Seems like this dude has been playing forever. Only 27 years old. We're already talking about he cooked. Dalvin Cook, available. Austin Eckler, allowed the permission to go seek a trade, right? Christian McCaffrey, traded. Derrick Henry, available. Like, be careful, man. Miles Sanders, allowed to walk to free agency. Be careful, man. You don't. I know. Right now, it's a hard cap number with Saquon Barkley at $10 million. But, you know, I don't know how much you want to invest in a running back when it's the most easily replaceable position in all of sports.
Now, at 27 years old, that's you're referencing Ezekiel Elliott, of course. And, again, the report that Adam Schefter had yesterday was that he narrowed his options about where to play, and the options were the Bengals, the Eagles, and the Jets. Let's go one at a time here, because Zach Taylor, the coach of the Bengals, was asked by a local ABC affiliate about that report, and his response was, "There's a lot of great players that are available right now. We like our team as where it's at right now, but it's always funny when things get thrown around. Sometimes it's the first you hear of it, but that's just the way life works." So he's Zach Taylor basically saying that's news to us.
Yeah.
All right.
They got Joe Mixon and Perine.
Right. Well, yeah, but now remember, Perine went to the Broncos.
Oh, well, they still got Perine.
Mixon is, you know, again, they might release him. He's been banged up.
So there's some
uncertainty there. But there's that. That's not it. So how about the Eagles? There's a report out of Philadelphia that the Eagles have not engaged in conversations with Zeke Elliott, and they're happy with the running backs that they have right now.
Yes.
So,
they might draft a guy from Texas.
Well, hang on. Remember, they also brought in Rashad Penny.
Beast.
All right.
Can't say healthy, but
and
beast.
They still have your boy Boston Scott, who's basically 1 yard line money.
It's my son.
So you have the three teams that have been named in this report, two already are saying we're all set.
Mm-hmm.
Which leaves
saying, I don't know what you're talking about, Willis.
Which leaves the Jets as the third team. We haven't heard the Jets say anything other than the two running backs saying, "I think we're good," meaning we don't need this guy. We're all set. So it's interesting that now this is not about Shefty because Shefty gets information and he reports it. So clearly, it's coming from Zeke's side,
right.
And teams are going like, if he's narrowing where he wants to go, that's nice, but where he's wanted. There's two of the three have so far said no.
And how much do you think he's playing?
I don't know.
How much do you think he's going to get paid?
Well, where would you use him? Would you use him? You'd use him mostly in goal line situations, right?
He's still a short yardage back.
Yeah.
But how much are you paying him?
Oh, you can't possibly give him much.
He's coming off like $13, $14 million a year.
Right.
Give him 3 year. He's going to sign a 3 year deal. Remember, Dallas said they would have signed him, but they didn't want to insult him by the type of contract that they were going to offer him. So they just let him go. So if the team that you bled for didn't want to insult you, what makes you think that it's going to be anybody's going to be foolish enough to give you something that's a legit deal? He rushed 800 yards last year.
So, all right. So you're saying –
3.1.
I want to make sure I got it right. You're saying you're not interested in Zeke.
Not in the slightest.
For the Jets. You're saying no, right?
Not in the slightest.
Okay. That's interesting. RG3 says that Zeke should sign with the Jets.
If I'm Zeke Elliott, I'm not going to Philly because I don't want to tarnish my Cowboys legacy. Mm. I feel like that is a part of his story that he has to think about because going to the Eagles definitely gives them an opportunity to win. But I look at this and I say the Jets are the best fit. You talked about Zonovan now. You talk about Breece Hall. Michael Carter is also there. But Ezekiel Elliott, if you want to get him motivated to go out and give it a last hoorah, why not go to the Jets with a guy like Aaron Rodgers who can pull the best out of you?
I got to motivate a guy. Don't want to bring him in.
Bro, did you see, I like how y'all conveniently, like when I was arguing with Stephen A, how they just cut me off. I had a rebuke to RG3, and the rebuke was that we already signed a 225-pound dude with a nose ring. We got that covered, bro. We good. Ty Johnson we brought back. That's four tailbacks.
I love that you have with the nose ring. All right. But you were all about Mecole Hardman. You like that move. You feel good about the addition of him, yes?
He's a big play player, and he hasn't reached his potential. He's a guy that's put up 20 touchdowns in 4 years, and you might as well say 3 years because he only played five games last year. He's a touchdown-making machine.
But he said, now we think that this like he's coming here on a one-year deal because he's seeing Aaron Rodgers come in, and it's like, here's my chance. If I have a big year, then I can really – it could pay off for me. But Mecole Hardman said that's not the reason why I came.
The Jets was a good situation. They got a great foundation here. They got some nice pieces. I think Alan Lazard, you know, him signing, you know, playing alongside him has been great too. And they got a great second year player now and Garrett Wilson who had an absolutely, you know, unbelievable year. Guys of those names, you know, just to play alongside them definitely, you know, is attractive. And I mean, obviously, you know, the news with A-Rod and everything, like still don't know what's going on over there, but obviously that's something you can think about. But besides that, it was just more so thinking the Jets itself was like the right fit for me.
The Jets were the right fit for me.
Yeah.
And the Rodgers thing to him, like he was saying, that's not really why. Now, is he saying this because he has to? Because maybe the Jets said to him, look, don't make a big deal about it because it's not done yet.
Alan Lazard been talking all about 12's coming. Like, what are you talking about?
I just find it funny that he would say that. But I like that he did point out, like, he sounded like he certainly is well aware of what the Jets
have. The Jets are trending. Like I told you, what they accomplished last year, even though they fell short of making it to the playoffs, it made people look at them like, yo, this team plays hard. Same way, like, right now, people looking at the Lions like, hey, I'm with it.
Who? Like, the Jets?
Yeah, Tyreek. Yeah, Cheetah, we got some good goblins over here for you, dog. Filet mignon.
Isn't it interesting how that era from a, like, was this just a year ago?
Yeah, that didn't age
well.
The
laughter, the giggles.
Because guess what? The dude that was brought in to replace you just followed and went to the Jets. He'll see you.
That's something, isn't it? Like, in a year, and it's really amazing, in a year's time, you have gone from a franchise that, again, you get a guy of that talent. You were trying to trade for him, and he's
the Jets,
like, mocking the idea that he would. Remember, it was the Jets and the Dolphins, and we thought it was neck and neck, and they were going to trade for him, but he wouldn't sign with the Jets. He said he would sign with Miami, so the Jets never had a chance to get him because he didn't want to come to the Jets. A year later, instead of who the Jets, it's, hey, the Jets, I want to go there.
Yeah, and he got his ass.
And now
eliminated.
The Jets are saying who? Zeke Elliott? Nah, we're good. Yeah.
He got his ass eliminated by the Jets because they took some L's from the Jets last year, so that contributed to them not making it to the playoffs. And now the Jets got the better quarterback, and now the Jets have a strong core where they had to pay top dollar for everybody. They paying top dollar for Jalen Ramsey, top dollar for Xavier Howard, top dollar so much so that they made him lose Gesicki. And I know that the coach doesn't use his tight ends as much. Well, that's a lie because he came from where Kittles was at. So that's a lie, too. They let him walk, right? So, listen, they out there spending high-priced dollars for everything when Jets got players on discount right now, so we can go out and we can spend on a lot of stuff.
And just still waiting for, obviously, the biggest piece, which, of course, is Aaron Rodgers. 800-919-3776. Josh in Brooklyn wants to talk about it. Yeah, what's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, y'all? How you doing? Good afternoon, y'all. How you doing? What's up?
Good. What's up?
So I want to make a Jets point. If you let me make a Knicks point too, hon, right after.
Sure.
Right after.
You got it.
So with the Jets, like what you're saying is, it's what they're doing is so, it looks so good. And when you look at the Knicks, even compared to the Jets, it's, the Jets didn't win. They didn't go to the playoffs last year, but now they're becoming an intriguing team and an attractive team to people because they're seeing how hard these guys play. They had two offensive rookies of the year, which is, I don't even think that's – I don't know how long that's been done before, but that's – the potential of this team is great. And it not even – and with Robert Stephen signing, without even knowing what quarterback they're going to throw to says a lot also. I mean, throw to them says a lot also. But I think the Zeke aspect of it would also be because, Bart, you know that he's good. He's really good on picking up the blitz. So, especially if they're going to shore up that offensive line, I think that may be a thing about just because he has that experience. And then Brees is still raw. He only played, what, five, six games was. So he's still rolling. He probably doesn't have the eyes that Zeke would have. That's why I would be open to it because I don't think he's – I think the Dallas still pays him. So he's probably not going to be commanding much from free agent, but for free agency. But he has the experience that I feel that – but they do they're very backed up with running backs. I don't know how that would work. But I feel like that the experience part of it, and then the blitz, just the aspect of how good he is in short hand run and getting touchdowns, because the Jets were very bad last year, even just getting runs to get touchdowns and just short yardage. Mm-hmm. So he's very good in that, and I think, like I said, the experience part of that works out. Go ahead and speak. I want to make a Knicks point after, but go ahead.
Yeah, no doubt. So well, Brees, you know, is not going to be healthy probably for the season start. They're going to have him on a pup list probably when it comes up because he's recovering from that. But when you think about, like, who their quarterback is, the ball's going to be gone, and they brought in Ty Johnson. This is the thing, right? So they have four guys on their roster. So what's the determining factor when you're going to carry maybe three guys up? Two of them got to play special teams. Brees Hall ain't playing special teams. Mm-hmm. Zeke Elliott plays no special teams. Remember, Ty Johnson runs down on kickoff. Michael Carter is the up back on the punt team. So you got to get – Zeke ain't never played special teams in his life. So, like, he can't help you, but for the five or six touches, you don't put a guy up like that's only going to give you 10 carries and get you a couple first downs.
It's a waste of roster spot.
I need my guy to eat up some of these special teams.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah,
what else you got, Josh?
I get it. Yeah, so on my next point, what Julius Randle is doing is going to – I feel like it's going to be detrimental to not only this present team, but the future team going forward because nobody's going to want to play with that, hon. Like, when they see him – and they're going to recruit guys to come in. They're going to see what kind of player he is and how he blows up just on pressure moments. And nobody's going to want to play with a guy like that where they can't even – they feel like they can't talk to him or, you know, calm him down. Like, even if you – like, Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown's not a sucker. You know what I mean? He's not one of your stars in the league. So when they see that, they're like, "Oh no!"
Well, you can't.
Hold on.
Yeah,
is this what I'm coming. Is this
Josh, what you can't do, Josh, is enable it. And I think if there's another team that he's on in the future, you got to have either a power, like an influential alpha coach, or an influential alpha player that he would know, I can't act up. This ain't my locker room. I think here with the Knicks, because when he came in, he was their best player. He's an all-star two times. I think he has that feeling of, this is my team. Even with Jalen here and Jalen really emerging quickly with this group, I just think he feels enabled to do what he wants and therefore doesn't check himself in these moments. Now, look, are they rare? Yes, but the fact that they've happened in the last week of time here twice, it's a big concern. And it's something that the franchise, beyond him, he can't control it. It's the franchise now that really has to think about, like, if this happens in the playoffs, like, this can't happen again. Chris in Long Island. Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you? I love the show.
Thanks.
And big respect for Bart, undrafted free agent, makes it in the NFL. I can't even imagine how to do that. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, was a
big
call
props to him. So, Tyreek Hill, like, do you guys really question why he went to Miami? I mean,
no.
Lifestyle.
Oh, no.
No, he lived there.
Yeah,
he lived there. But
yeah,
we're not supposed to be bitter and upset that he chose somebody else like The Bachelor. He didn't choose us.
It's not about bitter.
Okay.
It's not about bitter. Actually, for me, I was using that as a way to explain how things have turned in a year. Where you had a player like him available, you had all the assets to get him. The Chiefs were ready to take your offer, which they thought was a better offer, but you don't do it because he wouldn't agree to sign with you because he didn't see you as an attractive enough place. And a year later, you got to play everybody. Now everybody wants to play for this team. Thanks for the call, Chris. Like, that's the point we're making there. No, I believe Bart, when that was going on, you were the one that kept saying, like, I think he's going to Miami. Like, you kept saying it.
And
he's probably going there.
I mean, because it came down to, also, who do you believe more in? Even though we thought Zach Wilson was going to have a tremendous second year, Zach Wilson or Tua Tagovailoa. And, no state taxes. And, Miami was a year ahead of the Jets in the process. The Miami was who the Jets are this year.
Yes.
Like,
that's a good point.
Miami had almost made it to the playoffs. They looked good, looked like the future was bright. They had a young quarterback. They got a new coach, but they had a quarterback that was unsure. They were unsure about.
Yeah.
Because remember, Brian Flores got fired because he wanted to get Deshaun Watson. He didn't believe in Tua Tagovailoa for the long term, so they found Mike McDaniel, somebody who would agree. But at first, they thought they were getting Tom Brady.
And now they're not sure if they're right about Tua.
Yeah, so, and they're like, oh, we love him. But, yeah, you just picked up his option. You didn't give him no extension. How about that?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
But right now, it's time to let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call.
In the audio file.
The audio file.
Oh, man. All right, we're talking football just moments ago, the Jets and everything else. So adding players is one thing, but losing is another, and that's Elijah Moore is one player they did give up to get that second-round pick from the Browns. They moved him to Cleveland. Elijah Moore met with the media there, and the former Jet wide receiver was asked about any regrets from last season, which we all know was, you know, had some controversy.
I wouldn't take anything back. Would I have worded some things differently? Yes, but not take anything back. My heart was always in the right spot. You see what I'm saying? I'll never move without intention. You know, I'm very intentional, so especially in a positive way, and I always move, you know, with respect. So if that's my intentions, I don't have nothing to regret.
Okay. Now, he was also asked about looking forward to facing the Jets.
Oh, yeah, man. Of course. You know, I feel like always those type of games is what people look for. But I treat every game the same. The way I'm going to attack them is the way I'm going to attack every single game. I want to kill.
Ooh, Michael Carter. Listen, people start realizing they talk about Sauce and Reed on the outside. Mm-hmm. I love me some Michael Carter. He's a mature young man. Be doing his thug dizzle, baby. Oh, man, Michael Carter, the second on the defensive side, because I forgot we got two of them.
You got two of them, right. MC squared. So, but I like Elijah Moore.
That's a great answer.
Kept it positive, right. It's definitely kept it positive. That's what you like. All right, some positivity. How about from A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, a guest of the K-Show yesterday. And a very hot topic in baseball, of course.
Did he come in studio?
Shohei Ohtani. Did A-Rod, was he in studio? No, we were here. We didn't see him.
Oh, okay. I know if he went on
I would have
Kelly.
Loved to have seen him. It'd be
if
great.
He went on Kelly and Regis.
Yeah. That's why he was in the building. Just came upstairs.
Yeah, go to GMC, GMA.
GMA, GMC.
I want to know if
drive his GMC
car,
to GMA.
Did they ask they going to trade car Anthony Towns?
Did they ask? I don't know. Anthony Pusick would know that answer. Did they talk about Carl Anthony Towns with the Minnesota Timberwolves owner? They just talked about the game.
Okay, let's go to the sound.
They just talked about the game, apparently. All right. Well, anyways, this is a bigger topic, and that is Shohei Ohtani. Remember, A-Rod at one time in his life had the biggest contract in baseball history. Now you look at that contract and you're like, that's it? Shohei Ohtani will make a lot of money. So A-Rod was asked, how much can he make and where do you think he ends up?
I think there's two decisions to make. He's either going to end up as a Dodger or Yankee. Actually, at the Mets there too, because Steve Cohen is always in play with his pocketbook and his passion for bringing a championship to the Mets. You know, L.A. probably has a competitive advantage because the reason why he chose the West Coast is 6 hours closer to his home in Japan. So those, I think, are the candidates. I think he will be our first $50 million player. And I think the way you have an ROI on that is you got to make the money in marketing. You got to make it on TV, SNY, Yes Network, obviously the Dodgers are a juggernaut. But I don't think a guy like Ohtani could be afforded in a secondary or tertiary market.
Of course not. He's not, and he's not going to want to go to those markets.
He's been in a secondary market. He's sitting there with the Angels.
Although the Angels, like I said, the valuation-wise, I mean, that is considered Southern California, L.A. market-ish. So, you know, what is Rosenberg always say? It's like L.A. market adjace, right, Anaheim?
Yeah, not more than ours, though. You know what I mean? Not more than both of the New York
teams.
Oh,
no. Not even close. Now, I said this yesterday. I'll bring it up again for those who might have missed it. The Forbes valuations were out, and the Yankees were valued as the highest valued franchise, which they always are. But their valuation by Forbes is $7.1 billion. The next highest valuation were the Dodgers at, like, I believe, 4-point-something billion. The Yankees are the most valuable franchise in the sport by a couple of billion. They, to me, if this is what we're operating on, the idea that that's how valuable this brand is, that's something that Ohtani can't overlook. It's also something, if you're the Yankees and Hal Steinbrenner, you can't say, you know what, $50 million a year, that's expensive for us. You got to be in on this. You can't be outbid. You can't, like, if he chooses the West Coast, okay. Location, location, location. But if he comes to New York and it ain't your team, that's a really big problem. A really big problem. We'll see where it goes. All right, Bart. I'm going to give you dealer's choice here on audio files. I'm going to give you college basketball, the Knicks losing last night. Yeah, those are your two choices. Which one do you want out of the two? The Knicks reaction to the Knicks losing, Brunson, or little college hoops? Which one do you want?
Let's go college hoops.
You want to go college hoops? Let's hear from your guy, H to the Izzo, as Michigan State loses last night. It was a classic game at the Garden, the Sweet 16. Kansas State wins 98-93 in OT. Tom Izzo talking about his Michigan State team.
It'll go down as one of the great years for me, not a good year. It'll go down as one of the great years because, you know, we had our issues during the year and to watch guys grow at the end and just kind of buy in, you know, that's what happens. And when you buy in and you trust the coach and coach trusts the players, some cool things can happen. So we'll see if we can take this thing and build on it and get back to normal. You know, COVID's over. Been a lot of stuff these classes have been through in all schools. I feel better about my job. I felt better about getting through to kids. I felt better about maybe coaching them and not managing them. That's a good thing.
I'll tell you what, Bart. He's going to coach forever.
Yeah, he's a young
dude. He's seen a lot of the really venerable coaches have been leaving the sport. He ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, because he enjoys the process. He doesn't mind a new breed athlete.
Yeah.
And, like, I think he – but how does that equate to actually winning something, right? Because it's been a while since – what was it, the Mo Pete – Team Cleves squad to win a championship.
Mm-hmm. Right. The Flintstones. Right. Wasn't that the Flintstones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's our hoops update. It's brought to you by new Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola. Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola is here. Born for what's next. Born for a bolder taste. Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola. Born for this. Enjoy responsibly. We continue on audio files. So we love when there's like imitations done, right? Now, you know what? Before I get to this, let's just give an update because we didn't do this earlier. So the Knicks lose last night. They've lost three in a row. They have 3 days off now, and they desperately need it. They're a team that you could just see right now. They're just gasping for air, and they need a break. They're getting one. But they get it with the news that Jalen Brunson is hurt again. They're calling it a sprained right hand. Did not play last night. It happened in the game in Miami. And now we brace and wait to see the extent of this injury and if he's going to miss – anytime. Tom Thibodeau last night on Brunson's stats.
I don't know. I think, you know, he'll be evaluated when we get back, so we'll see where he is.
Evaluated when we get back. Well, they're back today, and they've got a couple of days off. They play Monday against the Rockets. There's seven games to go. They're still in fifth, but holding on by a game and a half with Miami lurking, and they play the Heat next Wednesday at the Garden. Last but not least, like I mentioned, we love imitations. And sometimes, you know, they're done and they're kind of funny, a little parody. But then there's times they're done and you're like, damn, that's like spot on. One of our favorite guests to have talking basketball is
Big Perk.
Kendrick Perkins. We love him. And he goes on all the shows just like you do. First Take, Get Up, all that stuff. And in his own unique way, gives his takes. Well, SNL decided to turn that into a segment. And Kenan Thompson, who's
of course,
hysterical. I want you to listen to this.
He's done Ray Lewis before too. It was funny. Yeah, like, he's good at that.
Yeah, now listen to this, and I'm telling this is not Perk, but it sure sounds
Stephen
like
Day,
it.
With all due respect, Steph Curry is the worst player to ever play the game of basketball. I mean, sure, he scored 32 last game, but my man Luka got a 40-piece, and then he pulled down 8 biscuits and threw in some extra sauces, okay? Your man Steph is too short. The boy needs a ladder to comb his own hair.
The boy needs a ladder to cut his own hair. But how much does that sound... I mean, literally, if I didn't tell you that was Kenan Thompson, you would think
that
was Kendrick Perkins. I almost feel like I should have set it up saying this is Perk, and then you could laugh at what he said and then tell you that actually wasn't Perk. I set it up poorly.
Stephen A. See, I know he said Stephen A. too fast. That's how I knew, because I speak fluid Perk.
Stephen A.
Stephen A.
We love Perk, but man, that is so on point.
That's how you know you made it, man. You crossed over.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live. Hey, you know, one time they actually parodied us on MSG Network. So you remember during Linsanity back in the day? And you were probably playing still. Yeah, and so it was such a big deal that Saturday Night Live did a a studio, like, so it was us in the studio, but they had people that were us. And we were coming up, they had us, because when Saturday became such a thing, we all were saying all the time, and it's, you know, it's Lincredible. And so they did a whole thing of us just delirious after another amazing post, amazing game by Jeremy Lin, and we're all in the post game show, just all types of, like, you know, Lin sayings and jokes. It was pretty cool. I'm watching it going, like, which one's me? But that's audio files.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So remember we were talking about that Mets scoreboard? The new scoreboard that they have at Citi Field that my boy is my boy Johnny's been working on this thing all winter. These guys, the guys on the crew were up in the scoreboard in the freezing cold all winter as they took it apart. This thing's 100 feet tall. It's huge. Where is it facing? I thought it was facing the chop shops.
Yeah.
It's actually facing the Whitestone. The expressway.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. That's perfect advertising.
You were right. You were right.
It didn't even make sense for anything else to have it double-sided if it's facing nothing.
I'm telling fans, this thing's going to be amazing when you see it.
They should put the Bart and Han, like, our cartoon characters on it. It'd be dope.
You know what? I'm going to send him a couple of our graphics and ask him to play it on the scoreboard and video it so we have it.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
And then we'll also get Dom Smith.
They can always make a trade for him during the trade deadline.
They could.
They need a big bat.
Excuse me?
Bag, baby.
They what? Oh, yeah.
They need a big bat.
Yes. I'm sorry. Misunderstood.
Marte, man, got hurt and it all went to crap out there.
That is true. That definitely impacted their offense in a negative way. We got calls to get to, my man. 800-919-3776. Nicky's in the Bronx. Nicky, what do you got?
What's going on? What's good?
What's happening?
Papa. So, you remember last year when RJ and OB were celebrating win after win after win, and Randle was just MIA on all of them? It got me thinking, like, what if Randle doesn't vibe with the youngins, right? And the question is, if you had to choose one or the other, would you get rid of Randle or would you get rid of the combination of Quickly, Obi, and RJ? What say you?
One more time, because you put a lot of names in there.
One versus three.
All right, all right. Because it's one or the other. So would you get rid of Randle because, you know, it's Randle and he's been complaining, or would you get rid of the combination of Quickly, Obi Toppin, or RJ Barrett, which is the core of the young
group? So you're telling me I have a choice of getting rid of one player or three?
Yeah, I know it sounds unfair, but
I'd rather, if it's one player, I'd rather give up one player than three. You know, like, I don't know, what am I getting in return is to me the bigger
thing
question.
It got me thinking, like, in the offseason, if this is a real issue, would the franchise have to start thinking about moving Randle in the offseason or kind of, you know, dismantling the youngest.
Yeah, I don't think you break this group up, Nicky. I don't think this is at a point where it's like, oh, blow it up. It's never going to win. It's never going to be any good. I still think there's just tweaks, modifications, and upgrades that you need to keep making to this roster. But I have to acknowledge the fact, Bart, that the more of this kind of behavior you see, the more alarming it is. And then you start asking yourself, what kind of damage is it going to do in the locker room? And maybe I have to start thinking about whether or not, as he's had a great year, but whether or not we can build with this. That's all I'm saying. Like, you have to think about this stuff. And this is not opinion. This is something that he has brought on himself because of this. He has really been good all year. This all of a sudden is like, this is that reminder from last season of the guy that really couldn't control his emotions. I wonder, I'm just, again, fans are going to start doing this. Tommy's in Tennessee. Tommy. Oh, Tommy, the signal's bad.
Tommy on the chirp chirp, man.
Yeah, he's on the Nextel.
Yeah, he on the Nextel, chirp chirp. Mm.
Yeah. 800-919-3776 is the number. So, yeah, we'll go back into the Nick conversation, of course, from last night and what happened, what we saw. Something that I found was a lot more alarming than even the Randall behavior that we have to absolutely discuss and consider, as we saw potential for this team very recently, but we also are seeing the worst of it as well. Where, what team are we going to see when it matters most, which is in the postseason?
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.